following program is brought to you in living color on
DailyGazette.com or wherever you get your podcast.
The Daily Gazette Company presents the Parting Shots Podcast. Now, here's your host, Daily Gazette sports editor, Ken Schott.
Thank you, Scott Giese, and welcome to the Parting Shots Podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe today. Thanks for joining me from the Parting Shots Podcast studio in Schenectady, New York. And it's time once again for our weekly talk with the Union men's head hockey coach, Josh Algie. Josh, how's it going?
A big week ahead, so going well.
Yeah, good, good. Last weekend was a good one. We'll get into the RPI game in a little bit. But last weekend was a good one for Union's men's hockey team. The Garnet Chargers took care of business against Mercer in the two-game series, winning 6-2 on Friday night and 3-2 on Saturday. What were your general impressions of the weekend?
I thought we did some good things. I thought we, possessed the puck for, periods of time against, Mercer and had possession on Friday night. It was good to see, us kind of establish a top line for that game. Those three were dominant, and with Ben, Nate, and Caden, and it was just nice to have a game and really pull away.
Yeah, that started the Friday game. Union gave up an early first period power play goal, and it looked like that goal was going to stand up as the first period headed into the final minute. But then freshman forward Ben Muthersbog stepped up and scored two goals in a 12-second span to suddenly turn a 1-0 deficit into a 2-1 lead. How big was that? Because if you get a goal late in the first in a period, usually happy, but to get two in the 12 seconds that late, I mean, that had to give the team some momentum and confidence and maybe change the way you were going to talk to the guys after the first period.
Yeah, it was a big spark, and I thought that we had a lot of opportunities, just didn't finish. And for Ben, he's been just kind of close to getting one, so to finally get that first one was huge for him.
Yeah, I mean, I told you this a couple weeks ago. I thought he was maybe one of the better players in that Army West Point game. He showed me something. He was not afraid to shoot the puck. Almost had a goal against Army West Point in the third period, but hit the side of the net on a one timer. But it just seems like he has the confidence out there. For a freshman, he's really extraordinary.
Yeah, he doesn't play like a freshman. He's got a ton of confidence. He's, he wants the puck. He wants to be in those pressure situations, and we're really excited we have him.
Yeah. Parker Lindauer made it 3-1 at 8:35 of the second period. Mercerist pulled within 1:53 seconds later on a Riley Fitzgerald goal. So what's the mood like in the locker room after the second?
Yeah, I think that we thought we had some, opportunities to kind of to finish them off, and we didn't. And then you let them back in with, kind of a net driving play where we get, tangled up and, would have been a penalty because we ran into their goaltender, and I thought we just took a second off, and next thing there's a guy behind us, and they made us pay, and it was a good wake-up call.
Yeah, it was sort of a two-goal swing because they think Colby MacArthur had shot there and just missed, and then all of a sudden, as you mentioned, if it's showing up going on a breakaway there.
Yeah, I mean, we had that opportunity, and there was a puck sitting there. We just didn't finish it, and give Mercier's credit. They made the most of their opportunity there.
Well, I guess you like the rule now that does not allow a power play opportunity after you score a goal in that kind of situation, a delay penalty.
Yeah, the double jeopardy it's good that it's gone for that situation.
Do you miss that? I kind of like that.
It was a thing that was unique to college hockey. It was really the only place that it was, a rule. So, I thought it made the game a little bit, special and different in the sense of you're down too late and you score one in that situation, all of a sudden you're right back in it.
Well, Union does take control of the game in the third period. Nate Hanley ignites things on a goal at 1:24 into the third period. I was working here in the office for the first two periods because I got to get papers out. I got there just in time to see Nate score that goal, and then Hanley scores again at 10:36, and then Muthersbog, who got secondary assists on both of Hanley's goals, completes his first collegiate hat trick 54 seconds later to seal the deal. What a game for him. 5 points. Hanley had 4 points. And as you mentioned with Caden Vegas, there seems to be a chemistry with that line.
Yeah, they were really moving and moving away from the puck. So when you do that, you create space, and all three of them have a high hockey IQ. So good things can happen when they're on the ice together.
You mentioned after the game, you're happy for Caden because he had the primary assist in both Hanley goals. You said he was spinning a little bit of snake pit.
Yeah, he's been creating opportunities and putting a lot of pressure on himself as one of our leaders and a senior. So I think he just needed to get get some credit, and he's been playing great. So for him to get rewarded, it was huge. And the other two probably had a few more points in the game, but he was just as impactful.
I recall that game was winding down. I didn't see Hanley out on the ice late in the game. Because he had a chance to get the hat trick too.
Yeah, one of those things too. Like he's pretty selfless, and gets some other guys some opportunities, and he'll have plenty of chances.
Yeah. Well, let's hear from Ben Muethersbaugh and Nate Hanley from Friday night.
Now, Ben, first of all, congratulations on the hat trick. I mean, how does it feel to score 3 goals in your second home game at that?
Yeah, it feels good. Team game, so credit to my line mates.
How big were those 2 goals at the end of the period? You're down 1-0, and you score like quickly in 12 seconds. I mean, how much did that maybe change the momentum of the game?
Yeah, it gave us momentum going into the second. Some great plays.
What about the third goal? I mean, it was a shot from the right circle, it trickled through the goaltender. I mean, did you realize that at that point you had the hat trick?
Yeah, it was a great play by Nate. So,
what did he do in that play? You thought that was made it nice?
Good deception by him. So, all credit to him.
Yeah. Nate, for you, 2 goals, 2 assists. How does that feel tonight?
Definitely felt good to get the win. Big win for us. Bounce back.
How big was your goal there? You're down. You're up 3-2 going into the third. I mean, how big was that goal early in the third period to give you guys some momentum?
Yeah, it was definitely good to get the 2-goal lead. Great pass to Vegas.
And you and Ben scored quickly there midway through to salt the game away. So, I mean, how big was that to put it away like that?
It was huge. Got us the win at the end of the day.
Ben, what are your thoughts on that, putting it away that way?
Yeah, it was good. It was a good way to start the weekend. We got another one tomorrow.
Was it a little frustrating at the start? I mean, you guys were getting a lot of shots of goal in that first period, but you're down 1-0 on that early power play goal. I mean, how important was it not to get too upset, too panicky?
Yeah, it is what it is. It's hockey. So we stuck to the plan and it worked out. Yeah.
Your thoughts on that, Nate?
Yeah, just stick to our game. It worked out.
So what do you have to do tomorrow to get back, to make it a sweep?
Play hard, full effort, get the win.
Ben?
Yeah, I agree.
Guys, just say they're sick. All right, cool. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Well, Ben and Nate are certainly not talking. do you find that?
they just kind of takes them a little bit to open up. But yeah, they're characters. They're both unique, and they're a lot of fun to coach, but at times, yeah, they're pretty quiet.
I was kind of surprised because Nate was very open at the media day. He's like, he was talking to me, he couldn't get him to keep quiet there, but he returned to normal at Friday's game. But well, let's move to Saturday's contest, and it was deja vu. Mercer scores first, and Union scores late in the final minute of the first period. The big deal about that goal was that it came on the power play, which ended an 0-for-16 start to the season on the man advantage, and it was freshman forward Drew Sutton who scored it on a nice setup by Hanley. Man, how good did it feel to finally get that power play goal?
Yeah, I think it was one of those things where everybody's kind of talking about it, and we know that we have a lot of dangerous players, and they just for whatever reason couldn't do it on the power play. So to get the monkey off the back and really just kind of relax and be able to play free on the power play is huge.
Well, the score remained 1-1 after 2, and then early in the third period, Union got another power play goal. This time, Sutton sets up Brandon Burr to give Union a 2-1 lead, and for Burr, it was his 5th opportunity to score, and he cashed in. He had some frustrating moments prior to that. He had 2 shots hit the post in the first period, and he was robbed by Mercer's goalie Carter McPhail in the second. He probably could have called the police and get for highway robbery there, but I know he was shaking his head on that second save as he hit it to the bench, and I felt bad when he was he had a chance could have had a 5 goal game in that one. I mean, how important was it for Brandon to finally score?
Yeah, and he's a guy for us that he's had some great opportunities, and for whatever reason they've hit a post or the goalie's knob, or just like the goalie's made good saves against him, and he's not going to go through stretches where he's not scoring. He's a goal scorer, and for him to get that one gives him some confidence, and he can kind of just move forward.
Well, Fitzgerald ties it for Mercer at 9:07 in the third, but 41 seconds later, Union answers. Josh Nixon scores, and the Union skates away with a 3-2 win. It's a big goal by Josh, especially coming on the next shift after the Fitzgerald goal.
Yeah, it was right off a face-off play, and you know, Colin Ferguson actually, you know, he gets possession and he could have just put it off the glass and let us skate into it, but he made a great pass to Nixon, who then Nixon kicks it out to Colby, and Colby, you know, right back to Josh. And, you know, that was, you know, we like to think as a team, if we get a, you know, one goalie in the third period, it's the game's over and we're going to lock it down and it's done. And, you know, we didn't do that, and it was huge for us to just, you know, bounce back and get one.
Muthus Bog picked up two assists in the game, giving him a 7-point weekend. And on Monday, he pulled off a daily double, winning ECAC Hockey Player and Rookie of the Week. I mean, how big was that?
I think it's, you know, he's a really good player, and for him to get, you know, some national recognition and league recognition is great. And but, you know, he's, again, pretty humble and just, you know, gave credit to his line mates, and we just kind of moved forward.
Yeah, Muthubaugh became the first freshman to record a hat trick since Daniel Carr did it in the 2009-10 season.
Yeah, so that's some pretty good company.
Yeah. Well, let's hear from Josh Nixon, Brandon Burr, and Drew Sutton.
Oh, you got the chair. Yeah, thanks.
Josh, how important was it to answer their second goal, you know, you scoring there to give you guys the victory?
I think we had momentum like majority of the game, so we always had a feeling on the bench that we're gonna get that third one, and just very fortunate that Max was able to slide that over to me, and it was easy tapping, but great play by the boys for sure.
Yeah, talk about that pass. I mean, it seems like he's been making those kind of passes. Yeah.
I think that's just Mac. Mac has one of the best visions on our team for sure, and we saw it again today, so it was a great pass. Yeah.
Brandon, through two periods, were you getting a feeling that it just wasn't your night with a couple posts and a few others?
No, I mean, I was obviously a little frustrated with myself, but I knew it was going to come eventually. Like, obviously, thanks to Sats, I had a pretty easy goal. Probably should have a few more. Nate set me up very nicely, so did Parker. So yeah.
Were the two posts kind of frustrating, though, in the first period?
I mean, obviously, it wasn't ideal, but I just kept sticking with it, so... It was fine.
I mean, it looked like you were a little frustrated after the fourth, in the second period, the fourth mm-hmm. time you had a good chance and it was stopped by McPhail. Was he playing that well?
I mean, yeah, I'd say he played pretty well. Obviously, probably should score a few more.
Drew, can you talk about the pass that set up Brandon's goal?
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely a play we've worked on quite a bit in practice. We actually talked about it right before we went out there. So it was just, I think, well, maybe a matter of time. We've tried it a lot, but great rip by Brandon, and glad we could finally get one on the power play.
And you scored the team's first power play goal of the season. Was it nice? You guys end up with two in the game, but how nice was it to finally, you know, break that little slide?
Yeah, it's easy to start gripping the stick when you're not scoring on the power play, just as a unit. But we talked about our job wasn't just to go out and score, but at least get momentum for the team. So we were able to do that and get a goal on top of it, so that was great.
Was it nice to get your first collegiate goal?
Yeah, feels good. Feels good to get that one, get that monkey off the back. So, yeah.
Josh, how would you characterize the weekend? It's a sweep, and I mean, you guys feel good going into the next weekend against RPI?
I think it's just building. That's the one word that we continually talk about. And I know it's early in the season, but to get two wins against non-conference, obviously, it's huge for us. So it's definitely momentum, and we're definitely going to bring that into next weekend for sure.
Well, those guys are a lot more talkative. Well, let's take a break and have another Messer Rink memory. And we'll preview the ECAC Hockey Openers against the Capital Region rival RPI. You're listening to the Parting Shots podcast.
It's the most historic conference in college hockey. It's a battle night in and night out. ECAC Hockey, an iconic conference home to 12 of the most prestigious universities and programs in the world, and showcasing the best student athletes in the sport. Top-notch facilities and arenas, incomparable traditions, passionate fans, alumni who go on to become elite professionals, leaders, and champions. ECAC Hockey, there's no experience like it.
Hey, pro football fans, it's time again to match wits with other pro football fans and win a prize by playing the Daily Gazette's You Pick'em Football Contest. To play, go to dailygazetteprofootball.upickem.net and make your picks before the first game kicks off each week. If you have the most weekly points, you win a $100 Hannaford gift card. Play the Daily Gazette's You Pick'em Football Contest today. Want to get all the latest news from the Daily Gazette on your phone or tablet? We have an app for that. The Daily Gazette app allows you to read all the newspaper stories and columns from our dedicated team of journalists. The app is free. You can download the app from the Apple or Google App Stores.
Hi, this is Nate Lehman. I'm the head coach of Providence men's ice hockey team, and I'm the former head coach of the Union College Fighting Scrapping Chargers. You're listening to Parting Shots podcast with the Daily Gazette sports editor, Ken Schott.
All right. I'm Wally Bisdell. I played for Union College men's hockey for 90 through 92, so the transition from D3 to D1. And I think my most vivid memory of playing in Messel Rink, probably more than playing, but the coming out to the ice and the Canadian flag held low down in the one corner by the Zamboni. And I watched one of the older guys touch the flag before the game with his stick, and I started doing that, and then I saw a handful of the other Canadian guys, and it was just kind of fun for a few years, a bit of a tradition in a neat place where the flag probably shouldn't have been that close to the ice.
Welcome back to the podcast. Ken Schott here on the Parting Shots podcast with Union Heads men's head hockey coach Josh Halgy. Now, Josh, the real season begins. It's the start of ECAC hockey season, and it's a tradition like no other. Union and RPI facing off to start ECACH play. And Friday's game will be at Houston Fieldhouse, while Saturday's rematch is at Messer Rink. How excited are you to get conference play going?
Well, I think it just raises the level of compete for everybody. And, you know, now this it matters, you know, twice as much. You got, you know, national pairwise and you got conference points. So it's really important for us to get off to a good start. And it's been something that we've had a hard time with these guys. Like we haven't been able to, you know, get two wins. It's kind of been a back and forth series.
Yeah, I mean, at stake this weekend is the Capital Skates Trophy. It goes to the winner of the regular season games that has been in the Engineers' possession since the 2018-19 season when they swept Union. Because the last few years it's been a split of the games. So how important is it to getting that trophy back to Messer Rink one final time?
Yeah, it'd be, you know, great. I don't think, you know, our anybody on our team has had it. So, like, we'd like to see what it looks like and you know, have possession of it. But you know, for us, we're just trying to, you know, continue to play good hockey and take one step at a time with it. And you know, hopefully we can, you know, find a way to do that this weekend.
Of course, Union's had won the last three Mayor's Cups, so it's sort of consolation that. But it'd be kind of nice to have both trophies there.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to sweep in college hockey, and especially when you're playing a team like RPI. Yeah.
As I mentioned, since 2018-19, the teams have split the games with RPI winning the first game each time. I mean, how important is it for Union, especially going into a hostile building at Houston Fieldhouse, and of course it's their annual blackout night, how important is it to win that first game?
Yeah, I mean, obviously if you want to get the skates, you got to get both. And you know, we want to, you know, set the tempo right away in the first 5 minutes and play our game. And you know, it's a tough place to play, but I think we're ready for the task and excited for it.
Yeah, RPI finished in last place in the ECACH last season. That was the first time that had happened since the 1984 split with the schools leaving for Hockey East. The Engineers did upset fifth seed at Clarkson in the first round game before getting swept by top seed at Quinnipiac in the quarterfinals. I mean, how surprising was it that RPI finished in last place last season?
Yeah, I didn't think they were a last place hockey team. They had some injuries. They had some different things go against them, and I think they'll be, you know, competing, you know, this year at the end of the season. They're a good team, and I would expect them to be really good this weekend.
And RPI is off to a 2-1-1 start. The Engineers earned a road 2-game sweep against Canisius 2 weeks ago, outscoring the Golden Griffins 14-6 last weekend. The Engineers tied and lost to Niagara in overtime at home. Can you give us a scouting report on this year's team? What have you seen on tape?
Well, I think if you give them time and space, they can make plays off the rush. They're pretty talented. Obviously, they're producing at a, you know, really, really high rate. There were some unique penalty calls and different things that happened in that game that, probably frustrating for RPI that they went against them.
Sutter Muzzotti, one of the top fours, missed the first four games. He's going to be back this weekend, according to head coach Dave Smith, when I talked to him Wednesday morning. What is Sutter Muzzotti? Do you have to do this, you know, limit his chances?
Well, he's a big body, and if you give him, you know, again, time and space, he can really hurt you. So I think it's just, you know, closing quickly and you know, trying to be physical on him. But yeah, he's pretty talented, and you know, we're gonna have to be aware when he's on the ice.
What will be the keys for a Union sweep?
I think just our puck management, the level that we compete at, and you know, obviously special teams are going to be important for us.
Well, Josh, no questions from our listeners, but you can email your questions to shot@dailygazette.com. That's, of course, that's S-C-H-O-T-T, or post them on Facebook and X. Josh, it's going to be an exciting weekend, great hockey, and a lot of fan interaction with between Union and RPI at both rinks. And, of course, this will be the last, barring a postseason matchup, the last meeting between these two teams at Messer Rink. How special will that game on Saturday be?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, one of the best, you know, rivalries in college hockey. And, you know, we playing the last time at Mesa, I think that's going to be hard for everyone. And, you know, we just got to make sure we do our part and, you know, find a way to come out on top.
It's a 7 o'clock start on Saturday. Why 7?
The women's team plays at 3 o'clock.
Okay, that makes sense. That's right, yeah. Forgot about that. Yeah, so,
good weekend of hockey.
So, yep, so we're looking forward to it. And, of course, you can follow my coverage on X as long as I don't get shut down by Elon Musk and, of course, Threads. And, Josh, looking forward to it. We'll see you this weekend.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, that's Josh Halgy. Coming up on Thursday's podcast, I'll have interviews from Tuesday's Union Hockey's media availability. On the men's side, it'll be Cullen Ferguson, John Prokop, and Josh Nixon. For the women, it's assistant coach Sean Skelly and players Emma Hebert and Maddie Suter. We'll also have interviews from the RPI men's side with head coach Dave Smith and team captain Jake Gagnon. Plus, my Gazette colleague Adam Schindler will join me to talk about Union and New Albany football. Please tune in. The views expressed on the Parting Shots podcast are not necessarily those of the Daily Gazette Company. The Parting Shots podcast is a production of the Daily Gazette Company. I'm Daily Gazette sports editor Ken Schatz. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time. From the Parting Shots podcast studio in Schenectady, New York, good day, good hockey.